The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. These are reflections for the season of Advent from the Catholic Health Association. Week 4, the Magi set up camp. In this image, to the left we see camels, a campsite, a desert scene, and the three Magi gathered together, a couple looking at each other, the Magi in the middle looking intently down at perhaps a scroll, a map, but they are ready for the journey.
For this week, the image of the Magi is certainly characters that we focus on often in the season of Advent and in the season of Christmas. But in this depiction, our hope was to really highlight what the Magi could have been thinking or feeling, or what it would have been like for them to be called on this journey and also not really know what it was about. Kim, I'm wondering if you can share a little bit of your approach as you lived into that yourself, depicting the Magi and the scroll, the map. We've had many conversations about, you know, what could that be? And what I love is that it's an invitation for us all to use our imagination. So can we have a look into your imagination, Kim?
So I really wanted to try to create a narrative that was happening among the three Magi and kind of entering into a new idea of like, oh, what would it have been like for them to kind of be conversing with one another on their way? And I can imagine, I've gone on several outdoor trips and I watch the guides reflect every night, kind of checking that all their supplies are good, that we are on the correct path. And so I kind of entered into that, and one wanted to be able to have all their eyes kind of at different focal points. So from the left to the right, the left Magi being able to look into intently towards the one in the center, looking at the map. And he has like subtly a concerned face, knowing that they're tired. It's been a long journey. The one in the middle routinely just checking that everything is on track. They're in the right timeline. They're in the right path, perhaps. Whereas the Magi on the right, kind of a subtle glimpse, is he looking at the guy in the middle or the guy on the left, or is he gazing up with assurance that God is leading them in the correct path? And entering into what would it have been like to be on that journey with them? What would it have felt like to be there setting up camp at the end of the night, tired, but knowing you needed to persevere and push through and trust in God and know that you were on the right path?
Thanks. What I love about how these three are engaging with one another is it's clear to me through their facial expressions that, you know, they all sort of have different ideas and of what the best way to go about this call might be. And yet they're having to work together to figure it out. You know, each of them received a message in a dream, and each of them probably have their own individual ideas of how that call should be lived out, and yet they're forced to work together. And I feel like you really captured well how murky navigating those relationships can be sometimes. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Carla. Again, this has been another audio reflection as part of our reflections for the season of Advent. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We hope this is helping enrich your spirituality during this Advent season.